Blog Talk Radio. I bet the neighbors know my name.
It's Todd Longino. Todd Longino. Radio will never be the same. Talk with Todd. It's all hosted by Todd Longino, the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Who that? Who that?
It's Todd.
Who that? Who that?
It's Todd.
Who that? Who that?
It's the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Hey.
Longino, Blog Talk Radio.
Talk with Todd, sponsored in part by First Saturdays, coming June 4th at 300 East Restaurant Lounge. For more info, text First Saturdays to 90210. This PSA has been brought to you by the Talk with Todd Show.
Men, make sure you're around for your families. Get the test you need at the doctor. Disease can be detected early and treated. For a list of medical tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm home, and I love
over a million Americans at risk of foreclosure have been helped by Making Home Affordable. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE.
I'm home.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Talk with Todd. Celebrity talk. Community talk. Political talk. The platform of your topics. Talking with Todd. We'll be back with more of Talk with Todd right after this.
Man will leave you alone, getting waiting on you. Get gone.
Day
before you're released from the penthouse of the
sun.
That will be your day before heaven. It could be
the
day before you go home. Meet your loved one. Going on home.
Nobody's hero, but I want to be heard.
It's Blog Talk Radio with Todd. Talk with Todd, the voice of the Midwest.
Every day, that's my word.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Talk with Todd show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And my guest tonight, the song you just heard was from my guest tonight. He's going to be blessing us and letting us know what's going on with the debut album, the day before Heaven, and which is in stores right now. So we're going to find out from our guest tonight, from Miss Crystal Johnson, what's going on with her new project and why this is such a big day for her in the music industry. Welcome to the show, Crystal.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing real good. I'm doing good, thanks.
Now, you know you live in my hometown, right? I'm born and bred in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Yeah, I was actually grew up in College Park.
Okay.
Not sure. Yeah, right off Old National Highway, off of 285,
okay.
You know.
I know where that is.
Yeah. So how's the weather down there right now?
It hasn't been the sunniest today, but, you know, I'm loving the weather. I just came back from my hometown last week, which is New York, and it was a little colder there, so I'm glad to be back in the South, enjoying the nice weather and the birds and all of that.
Yeah, I definitely miss the South. I got to come home. I'm actually coming back home next month. You know, I'm going to visit some family, so
I
definitely can't wait to get back down there.
I
love the South, you know, and I know you definitely have been heating up the industry, especially with your debut album, The Day Before Heaven. No doubt. We just got done playing the record. I would like to first go to this question before I jump into my initial question. That I'm a freak for. I told another artist that was on my show just recently. I'm a freak for album titles. I love them. They're a turn on. They're attention getters. They draw me in. And this album title drew me in when I saw it The Day Before Heaven. And I want you to tell our listeners and myself what happened or what experience came to your life when you chose this title, and really what made you come up with the title The Day Before Heaven, what that means to you.
Okay, that's funny you asked. That's a very good question. There's an artist, my daughter, she really listens to like a lot of pop music and country music. I mean, her musical style is so diverse. Any day of the week I could go and she could be listening to some, you know, Dirty South rap or whatever, right? So a few years ago, there was an artist named Justin Nozuka, and he had this song called After Tonight. And it was just so beautiful to me. And it wasn't something that I would typically listen to, but I was attracted to it because I said, oh, I know my daughter's going to like this song. And I would always tell her, that reminds me of The Day Before Heaven. So over the years, like maybe a year or two after that I heard, you know, Justin Nozuka's song, my father, I lost my father. He passed away. He was a really big musical influence to me, as well as my biological father, my mother, my uncle. I come from a family of music. And when my father passed, it just made me reflect on all of the blessings that I had bestowed upon me just being a backstage baby of sorts. And I felt like it was my responsibility to kind of like just finally give myself what I've been waiting for, you know. And so when it came time to decide on a title, it was already there The Day Before Heaven.
Wow. That's interesting. Well, you know, I like the title. I love the song. And you know, I always find that when people come up with unique titles, that something unique is going to be about the music as well. You know, because when you put deep thought in the titles, you put deep thought into the work. Because it means
that's right.
Even, you should. You know, it's supposed to happen that
way.
Right.
You're right. I mean, and the meaning behind The Day Before Heaven, like my, I have a sister, and she was like a little spooked out about the name because my father had just passed. And she was like, that reminds me of death. And I'm like, no, The Day Before Heaven is the day before your nirvana, the day before you come, you know, and to peace, or the day before you get married, the day before you have your first deed, the day before you become a grandfather, the day before you get out of prison, the day before you leave an abusive relationship. You know, what is your day before heaven? Is, you know, my whole, you feel what I'm saying? So it does have a deeper meaning to it than like the day before you die and go to heaven and meet your maker. But it can mean that too, you know. So I'm basically trying to give off that energy of basically live your life every day like it's your day before heaven.
Whew. And you can find out more about our Crystal Johnson at the official website, crystaljohnson.com. Now, we do know that the album is in stores. It was released May 10th, Day Before Heaven. And where can they locate this album? Is it iTunes? Is it, you know, in stores?
iTunes.
Where can they find it?
You can order for a physical, you know, for the old heads who still appreciate reading credits and so forth. You can go to www.crystaljohnson.com, CrystalJohnson.com, and do a pre-order, which I will be autographing, or whatever. I hate to say autograph because I don't think of myself as a star, but, you know. But you can also get it on iTunes, CD Baby, eMusic, Rhapsody, Amazon.com, you know.
Now you say you don't think of yourself as a star. Now, I read your resume, right? But you don't think of yourself as a star. Let's just go back. Let's give the people a little bit of history.
Okay.
Born in Brooklyn. Okay. You already said you come from a family of music. So that right there lets you know your path was already pretty much preset. You was gonna do music somewhere along the line. You relocated to Atlanta. Right, you relocated to Atlanta. At the age of 11, you landed an original role in Doris Winter, smash hit gospel classic, and also you did a Broadway production which actually starred Morgan Freeman. And we don't want to even start on the collaborations with Usher, Angie Stone, Anthony Hamilton. The list goes on. Even touching areas of hip hop with Dr. Dre. So, but you don't think of yourself as a star.
No. I think of myself as a vessel, you know. Like, I just, because I started so young, like, my very first session that I did, Tosh, believe it or not, I was 7 years old, and I was singing background for Pink Floyd, which is, like, one of the most legendary rock bands that, you know, to date. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know who they were at the time. I really didn't even understand the magnitude of what I was doing. But because I started off so young, I think it kept me humble. You know what I mean? I'm sure it has an inverse effect on other people, but for me, it just kept me humble. It's not a big thing to me. You know what I mean? We're all people, no matter, you know, I've met all kind of people in my life. So, but at the same time, I'm still Crystal Johnson from Brooklyn. So, you know, I try not to look at myself. The reason why I don't like to consider myself as a star is because I want to be approachable and you know, just like everybody else.
Well, I think you know, most stars can be approachable depending on who they are as a person. You know, you can still be a star and still be approachable. You know, you can be a humble. I've met a lot of humble stars where you didn't, when you get you having a conversation with them, you really forgot that, you know, they were who they were because it's based on their personality. So it can be done. But, you know, definitely congratulations to you.
Thank you.
For all the accomplishments you have done. Now, speaking more about The Day Before Heaven, what are some of the, you know, highlights on the album for you, in your opinion?
The producers that I was blessed to work with, Mike City, you know, Mike City, he has so many hits under his belt, from Sunshine Anderson, we heard it all before, to Brandy's Blue Moon album. I mean, you know, Dinky Bingham, he's another great, fantastic producer. Herb Middleton, Josh Milan, Andrew Stock, Ray Ray Holloman. I mean, I was just really blessed to work with some really talented musicians who believed in my dream, you know, and so that stands out to me. Another thing that really stands out to me, which I kind of, you know, am very proud about, is that I recorded all of my vocals. I recorded every vocal that you hear. I mean, you know, and I'm kind of spoiled. I came up in the analog era where I had some of the best engineers that I worked under as a producer or just a vocalist. So for me to have to go in my basement and get the Pro Tools out and do it myself was a challenge at first, you know. But it was, I'm proud of myself, you know, when I listen back and stuff, you know, I'm very critical. So that's a highlight of the process of making the album for me.
Now, outside of your father, who else has been, like, huge inspiration for you and your music growing up and still to this day?
Wow. You know, of course, the 70s greats, because I'm a 70s baby. I grew up in the 70s. So, like, Stevie Wonder probably is one of the most big, you know, my biggest influences. Man, I grew up listening to so much. My mother used to make me take naps listening to, like, jazz, listening to the Crusaders and stuff like that. I love Chaka Khan. I still love Chaka Khan, Aretha, you know, all of the greats. My Uncle Sammy, he's like, wow, my mentor. I was like his little protege. He had an album on CBS back in the day, Alchemist, and Jadakiss used a sample from his song from the We Gonna Make It. He was probably one of my, yeah, he still is around, like, rooting me on, like, yeah, Chris, you know, his name is Sam Johnson. My mother still sings. My mother used to sing with Max Roach back in the day, and she still tours all over the country and stuff, doing her gospel ministry and stuff. So, you know, it runs real deep. Quincy Jones, like, I love Quincy. I love Quincy Jones, like, man, old school people like Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday, all kind of stuff. I just like, I love bossa nova. I love Brazilian. Oh, yeah. I love hip hop. I'm first generation hip hop. So, you know, I love all kind of music.
Now, speaking of hip hop, you work with some hip hop artists, and who, if you still listen to hip hop today, who's like your favorite right now?
Oh, who's my favorite rapper, like, that's out right now? After I heard Chris Brown, no, but I'm going to keep it 100. After I heard Chris Brown's joint, Busta, he ain't went nowhere, yo. Yeah. He really just reeled it right back in, so I got to give props to Busta. But, you know, I like cats like Lupe. You know, I like that meat. Up. I love Mos Def and Khalib and Common and Tribe Called Quest, and you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, I like Lil Wayne and but seriously, you know who I really like out of the South, and he kind of just disappeared, but I want to work with him. I can't even remember his name right now, but you know that song, I ain't gonna get up, yo, I ain't gonna let up. Yeah, I like him. He's hot.
Say, hold on, sing that part again.
And they gonna never let them haters get to me. No, 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 they never get to me. That's them right there, he got heat. It's just bubbling under. I know it.
I don't know who that is. I'm trying to think, because I pretty much know all the South, you know, artists. And,
Yola?
Oh, okay.
Nola?
Okay, I don't have
it. It was out a couple of years ago, but, yeah. But, you know, I like T.I., I like Outkast. I like people that are really creative and kind of go to that next level with it, you know.
Well, with this new project, okay, we've learned a lot about you so far. Inspirations, you know, things that you accomplished as a child and things that you're accomplishing now. Moving forward, who would you like to work with that you haven't worked with yet? And are there any tour dates planned for this new project, shows, maybe music video. Give us the rundown on what's going on with the project moving forward. And like I said, is there anybody that you would like to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
I like to work with music. I like music, Soul Child. I love his vibe. As far as touring, I'm getting ready to start a promo tour, you know, from Virginia to Houston. You know, we're going to hit all the whole southern region. I'm going to have updates and everything on my website, you know, to keep everybody posted. I'm getting ready to be I'm going in the studio this week with Fife. We're getting ready to get some heat for a remix for one of the songs on the album I'm so excited about. I plan to be shooting a video for that within the month as well. So everything will probably be, you know, available as far as updates and stuff on my website, www.crystaljohnson.com. But I'm just ready to keep it moving. You know, I'm just beginning. So
definitely. CrystalJohnson.com. Now, I got to ask you, because you know we're in the new age. Are you on Facebook? Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to get my Twitter game up. It's Chrissy J, CrysSYJ. I'm on Facebook, Crystal Johnson. So you can always find me on Facebook. I'm trying to get my Twitter game up. I've really been practicing, Taj, but I'm there. So if you guys add me, it'll give me a reason to, you know, come on a little more, but I'm still kind of new to it.
That's what's up. I'm definitely on Twitter all the time. You can reach me at log on at talkwithtaj.com for this interview and more. Link on to my Facebook and to my Twitter to see event photos and videos and everything else I have going on. Definitely check out crystaljohnson.com today before heaven. Okay, it's in stores right now. If you love music, you know the type of artist I've had on my show. You definitely want to go out and get this album. I put the stamp on this one just like I do all the artists that come on here, because bring artists on that have something unique. So definitely want to check out crystaljohnson.com. Now,
thank you.
We have covered, you're welcome very much, we have covered almost everything. Is there anything that you would like the fans to know, the listeners to know about Crystal Johnson and the Day Before Heaven? Is there any shout-outs that you would like to get on the show before we get ready to close out?
I just want to encourage the underdog, you know. I want to encourage all of the people who, you know, really have that talent and know that they can make it, but feel a little discouraged because, you know, I'm all about beating the odds, you know, and I'm enjoying the fruits of just me taking that chance. So I just really want to encourage support of independent artists, support good music, support real DJs that play good music, you know. Let's just bring back that good sound and just build on what's there. And just, you know, because we live through music. Our whole lives are affected by music, whether we know it or not. So we need that goodness.
Yes.
And just really thank you to everyone that has shown me support. Whether you look at me as a person or a star, I love you for the support. And I'm going to be here. I'm not going nowhere.
Yes, you can finally and stay up to date with her on Twitter, Facebook. And like I said, always go to refer back to the official website, crystaljohnson.com, the day before heaven. What is your heaven? Live every day like it's your last. All right, in stores right now. Definitely go out and get that album. All right, and if you missed this interview, go back to talkwithtaj.com and play this from the start. And you will definitely learn everything about Crystal Johnson, because the music speaks for itself. Definitely support her and what she's doing. I want to appreciate you for taking the time out. Wait to come back home next month. So definitely looking forward to being back in Atlanta. I thank you. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. You know, when I first read the press release, I hit Makita back. You know, shout out to Makita Smith. One of the greatest.
Shout out to Makita. I love her.
Yeah,
very
she's
sweet.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to meet her when I went out to L.A. last year, and I can't wait to go see her again. So when I first read the press release, I was like, I heard it right back. I said, I want to interview her. I want to talk to her.
Wow.
Oh,
thank you. I appreciate it.
No,
seriously. I really do appreciate the love. And I'm going to, you know, stay in contact with you. Maybe we can link when you're out here just to keep you abreast of what I'm doing, because I plan on keeping myself visible, you know, keeping that music out there. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely. Well, they know me. They know if I support a lot of artists, and, you know, definitely if there's anything I can do to help, just let me know. And Talk With Taj will definitely support and help out.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. We're getting ready to close out. Like I said, thank you again for coming on the Talk With Taj Show. Everybody else out there, thank you for listening to another edition of the Talk With Taj Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. For more information, log on to talkwithtaj.com today. Or if you want to check out my guest tonight, which you should, go to crystaljohnson.com and check out her music. The website is amazing. I love it. Definitely just go ahead and support her. And like I always tell everybody, love each other as you expect to be loved. Take care of one another. Good night. God bless. We're going to close out with playing Day Before Heaven right here on the Talking Tide Show. Y'all take care out there. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. it be? Say before you go home, meet your loved ones.
The new Platinum Voice Blog Talk Radio.
Talk with Todd.
Ah, Blog Talk Radio.